The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the instant replay of a very, very competitive but disappointing finish for the San Jose Sharks. The final score, the Vegas Golden Knights 4 and the San Jose Sharks 3. Here's how it happened tonight. It began well for the Sharks. They were skating stride for stride and body check for body check with the Vegas Golden Knights that were coming in here desperate to get back on the winning column after going 4 straight games without a W. But Will Smith would put a dagger into their hopes, at least to start, by putting the puck into the net at 7:34 of the first period. As the Sharks pick up the rebound and starts to move it out. What action? Good pass ahead. Got it over to Will Smith down the left wing. Moves and shoots. He scores! Will Smith getting the long headman feed. The Sharks break out of the zone after some great defensive work. And Will Smith puts the Sharks in front 1-0 with 12:26 to go in the first. What a great goal by Will Smith. Perfect pass by Tyler Toffoli diagonally. A long feed up the ice. Dmitry Orlov also assisted on the play, and the Sharks were ahead 1-0. But you knew that Vegas was going to come back and come back hard, and a familiar face would be in front of the net on a broken play that allowed the Vegas Golden Knights to tie the score. Throws it back to Hutton, who throws to the middle of the ice. It's Dorofeev trying to get it. Hurdle shoots and scores! A broken play. Tomas Hertl, who had no points in his last 3 games and only 1 goal in his previous 7, will bang it in against his former team. That ties the score 1-1 at 16:13 of this first period. Tomas Hertl's first of 2 goals on the night, his 10th of the season from Pavel Dorofeev and Ben Hutton. And so the first period ended all tied up at 1. In the second period, Vegas would take command early, as Colton Sissons got his first of the year from Keegan Coltisar and Cole Reinhardt at 5:36 to make it 2-1. And then Mitchell Marner, who had no goals in his previous 11 contests, saw those Sharks uniforms and his eyes lit up at 7:02. Vegas moves in. Marner, stick handling, behind the net, trouble, score! Mitch Marner has not scored in his last 11 games. And he basically fooled Nedeljkovic, who came a little bit out of the net. He curled behind the goal line as it was forced to the outside. And Nedeljkovic might have gotten tangled a bit with Mukko Madulin trying to get back into position. But Marner, so quick with the stick, able to tuck it in. And it is 3-1 Vegas. No real tangle actually on the play. Mukko Madulin was there, but the real key to it was the quickness of Marner and the fact that he could move around Mukko Madulin to get around the net.
Yeah, he's just a smart player, and he realized, you know what, a lot of what he did was created in the neutral zone, generating all that speed. And when he came in, he had so much speed on Nedeljkovic, he had to come out to challenge him, and he allowed that ability to do the wraparound.
And so the Vegas Golden Knights took the lead 3-1. Mitchell Marner's 9th of the season, assisted by Brett Howden and Mark Stone. Stone has only played in, 9 games this season for the Vegas Golden Knights, and he has points in every single contest. And in fact, he is on a pace, even though he can only play 66 games this year, to have well over 100 points, which really is kind of a testimony to the importance of the captain of this team.
Yeah, he's a smart player. He's good defensively, great stick. Not a great skater, but really, really smart hockey IQ and the ability to create offense, holding on to pucks, knows how to use others, and always responsible defensively.
Tomas Hertl would make it a 4-1 lead, and that was a big goal, too, on the power play from Mitchell Marner and Jack Eichel, and it looked like the Sharks were in a world of hurt. But San Jose, to their credit, came fighting back as hard as they could. At 14:40 of the second period, Will Smith, playing in his 100th National Hockey League game tonight, would get a second opportunity to score on the power play, and he would do it. And Smith in the left corner bums it around. And over there is Celebrini. He tried to slide to the middle. Now Smith in front shoots. He scores! Will Smith on a broken play gets it wide open in front. And he made no mistake with that, baby. That is goal number 10 for Will Smith. His second one of the game. It's a power play goal. And the Sharks are back in this, trailing 4-2. What a great goal by Will Smith. Second goal of the game, his 10th of the season in his 100th career game. And the assist went to his old buddy, Macklin Celebrini, who picked up career point number 100 on that assist. It was 4-2 at that point, and the second period was dwindling. The Sharks were pushing, but so were the Golden Knights. San Jose were desperate to try to get that one goal at the opportune moment to spread a seed of doubt in the Vegas dressing room. Would it happen? In the final minute, it did. It's a breakaway. It's Eklund moving in. Backhander. Score! The goal the Sharks are looking for. William Eklund on a turnover by Vegas. Moves it in a breakaway. Deeks to the forehand. Goes to the backhand against his old Djurgården teammate. And right through the legs of Lindbom, it makes a hockey game of this one. 23.1 seconds to go in the second. It's Vegas 4 and now the Sharks 3. Oh, man, what a goal by Eklund. And again, he played 3 years with Lindbom at Djurgården, so maybe he knew something. But to Adam Gaudette, a great job to get him the puck on that defensive turnover. Gaudette and Mario Ferraro assisting. That might have been the goal of the night.
Yeah, it really was. A tremendous play by that line and great opportunity. Timely goal, very important goal. Secondary scoring is something certainly the Sharks have been looking more to happen, and that line found a way to contribute offensively.
In the third period, the shots on goal were 5 apiece, as it was a pretty defensive affair. Decent goaltending on both sides when it was necessary. But the bottom line is that the Sharks probably ceded control of puck possession a little bit more to Vegas than they would have liked, and then they ran out of time. But it came down to the end. They pulled goaltender Nedeljkovic, who made a couple of big stops in the third period, and in fact, here's one of them. Vegas headmans. It's a breakaway. Barbashev shoots. Save made by Nedeljkovic off Ivan Barbashev's breakaway at 5:16 of the third. You think that one was good? How about this one in the third period? Sharks trying to poke at it out. They can't do it. Kept in. Vegas. Stone behind the net. Centering feet. Deflected by Ferraro. Now in the slot. A great save by Nedeljkovic off of Theodore. Theodore, that great chance in the slot too. Nedeljkovic equal to the task. And what can you say about Ned? He gave his team a chance to win.
He did, and that's all you really can do. Certainly, he found a way to make himself look big and protect the front of the net. His rebound control was tremendous, and that's all you can really ask.
But it came down to the extra attacker, and the Sharks put tremendous pressure on the Vegas Golden Knights. With the seconds ticking down to the end, Tyler Toffoli ended up with the puck on his stick, and he had a great shot from the slot, but unfortunately, he lifted it up a little too much, and he missed. 29 seconds remaining in the game as Klingberg moves to his right to Celebrini at the near side. Down into the right circle to Eklund. Doesn't pull the trigger, feeds it in front. Backhand chance right in front for Winberg. Save made by Lindbom. Celebrini on the point. Eklund shoots. Save made. Rebound poked at wide by Winberg. Rebound kept in. 10 seconds remaining in the game. Celebrini sends it over down low to Smith. He centers it in front. Oh, a chance. Eklund fans on it. Toffoli shoots. Wide. Missed the net. And the game is over. Tyler Toffoli had a chance to tie the game. And he just missed the net with a laser of a wrist shot with seconds to play. Vegas wins 4-3. And the Vegas Golden Knights come off their bench to congratulate Carl Lindbom, who was very good when he had to be, picks up his very first National Hockey League win here in Vegas. Final score, Vegas 4, the Sharks 3. San Jose back on the losing end of a game tonight, but boy, did they give it a great effort. They fall back now to a record of 12-11-3. They have 27 points. They're tied with Utah for the final playoff spot, but they lose the tiebreaker. And wouldn't you know it, the Mammoth are coming to town on Monday.
Yeah, great opportunity. Once again, you turn the page. Obviously, a tough building to play in, obviously, here in Vegas. So you didn't get the victory that you wanted, but you're playing the right way, and that's the most encouraging thing.
Depending on the outcome of the Los Angeles Kings game here today against the Vancouver Canucks in L.A., it is Vegas moving into second place in the Pacific Division by getting 30 points with their 12th win of the season against make that 11th win of the season against 6 losses and 8 OTs. Final score, Vegas 4, the Sharks 3. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.